الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال الله سبحانه وتعالى فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الطاعم الشاكر بمنزلة الصائم الصابر او كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Respected علماء کرام and brothers, we had been discussing the ni'mats and bounties and favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We had enumerated some of the basic ni'mats or some of the basic requirements and needs of man, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided for us and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored us over so many of His creation by granting us these ni'mats so easily and so abundantly. We had mentioned the basic needs of man of eating and drinking, the clothing, the home that he requires, the conveyances that he requires. If you look at the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, it is impossible for us to count and enumerate all the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you look at another dimension, that is the creation of man. This is also a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from His multitude of His creation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us human beings, has made us the paragon of His creation, has made us the ashraful makhlukat, has made us those people for whom the entire world is created, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created everything in the earth for our services, has subjugated the creations of the sky and the earth for us, and for whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has showered with mercies and rahmat and favors over and over again. So this is the great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the different stages of His creation, stages of our creation, the Holy Quran, which is a manifestation of the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How from a drop of sperm, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us as complete human beings. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us insan. Further, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us so many faculties and so many organs that are sound. We had come into this dunya, most of us, in such a manner that all our faculties were sound, all our organs were there, and all of them were functioning. This is another great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we should reflect upon this, because if one faculty is not found, whether it is hearing, whether it is seeing, whether it is the mind and brain, etc., then you can imagine where we would be, and what would be our condition. A person did not have legs, or did not have feet, etc., or some of his organs, his heart, or his kidneys, or his liver, etc., was malfunctioning or not functioning properly, what would be the consequences of that human being? In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given most of us sound health, which is a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One hadith is mentioned to the effect that that person that comes in the morning or does the morning, passes the morning or finds himself in the morning in such a condition that he is completely safe and sound. There is no danger directed towards him, does not fear anything, and together with that, mu'afan fi jasadihi, and he is completely sound in his body as well. And together with that, he has indahu qutu yawmihi, he has the meals and the provisions for the day. Then these three ni'mats are mentioned, and Rasulullah ﷺ tells us words to this effect. It is as if the entire dunya, the dunya has been collected for him and given to him in its entirety, if he has these three ni'mats. And alhamdulillah, most of us, when we get up in the morning, there is safety and security around us, we don't fear anything, we have good and complete health, and we have not only the food for the day, but we have food sometimes for months and for years. And here Rasulullah ﷺ says that person that has these three ni'mats, it is as if the entire dunya, with all his ni'mats and bounties and favors, has been gathered for him and given to him. What a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what a great gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And very simple to appreciate this gift is to go to the hospitals and see what is the condition of people who are deprived of health. What are the condition of those people that are undergoing hardships and difficulty in their homes and in their towns and cities when there is insecurity, there is no stability there? What is their condition? How do they feel when you do not have safety and security? And what is the condition of that person who does not know where the next morsel of food will come? How parishan and how much difficulty and anxiety and agony and trouble he undergoes because he does not know where the next morsel of food will come. So we never see these are so great ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that if even one of them is missing in our lives, then life would not be comfortable. Otherwise, if a person is sick, then nothing is good around him. Nothing seems pleasant around him. No type of food he likes to eat. People that come around him, wife and children, also sometimes become a hindrance to him and they irritate him. Similarly, a person who has good health but is not safe and secure, then he is running from pillar to post looking for safety. And similarly, if a person has these ni'mats but he does not have that luqma and that food that he requires for the day, then also together with his health and safety, we find he is in dire circumstances and difficulties and hardships. So here Rasulullah s.a.w. summarized for us in this hadith these three great ni'mats that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. The question is, up to what extent do we appreciate them? Up to what extent do we regard them as ni'mats? And up to what extent do we expect our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That, oh Allah, I have got up today, I am sound in my body, I have no danger lurking towards around me, and I have the food for the day. Similarly, we find that wealth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us wealth, and this solely from His side. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yabsutu rizqa liman yasha'u wa yaqdir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expands and constrains whoever He wishes as far as wealth is concerned. Some people have abundant wealth and some people have no wealth. There's also a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One hadith we understand, قال الفقر أن يكون كفرا أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Sometimes poverty leads a person towards kufr and disbelief. So this is that a person can fulfill his needs and he has the requirements, etc. Also a very great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, we have children. This is also a very great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No money or no person can give a person a child. It's only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورُ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ. He creates whomsoever, whatever he wishes, and he grants to whomsoever he wishes sons, some daughters, and some he gives both, and some he makes barren. This is from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ni'mat, a great ni'mat and bounty from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that makes life so easy in this world when the children are obedient, becomes a means of the upliftment of our status in this world and the hereafter when we have obedient children, when we have good children. This is also a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us in families. We have our parents around us and different other people of the family that makes life so easy and makes life so compatible here and so lovable when a person is surrounded by his near ones and dear ones, those people that care for him, those people that are concerned about him, especially in times of difficulty and hardship. You know what amount of ease it brings when the family gets together. The time of happiness when the family gets together, the happiness is increased. In the time of difficulty and hardship when the family is around you, we find that hardship is decreased. These are great ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this solely from His side. So these are also great ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that require our contemplation, require that we reflect upon this and express our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these ni'mats that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Together with that, the great ni'mats of iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us, such a great ni'mat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us all with iman and take us with iman. That person who leaves the dunya without iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us all. He will come on the day of judgment and he will come with the earth full of gold. The earth full of gold he'll come and present to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ransom him from the hardship and difficulty and punishment and torment that is there. But فَلَيْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ will not be accepted from him. To show the value of this iman, that if a person has just one small atom of iman, one iota of iman, inshallah, with the fazl and barakat of this iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's fazl will be directed towards that person and he will enter into paradise. That is how valuable this iman is. This is how great this ni'mat is. Person can have all the ni'mats and blessings of this dunya, but if he goes minus iman from this dunya, then he is completely at a loss in the hereafter. And conversely, if a person does not have any ni'mat of the dunya, but he possesses this iman, possesses great wealth of iman, and he leaves the world with the iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all from amongst them, then inshallah forever and forever he will be in bliss and happiness and enjoyment in the hereafter. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for most of us in the homes we have been born, in homes where there is iman, with the word of Allah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is remembered around us, where our parents were mu'mins, our grandparents are mu'mins, people around us have iman, this is a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Among the greatest ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us is this iman. One of our respected ustaz used to always say that it is customary that we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the ni'mats, for the health, wealth, as I mentioned. But he says that many a time, due to an oversight, we do not express our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this iman. for this iman, which is the greatest of all ni'mas. Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukru ala al-iman. O Allah, I express my gratitude to you and I praise you for this iman that you have given me. And he used to say that a person ought to read at least 2 rakats of salat of shukr specifically for this iman. That, O Allah, you have granted me iman. This is such a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that it outweighs all the other ni'mats. It supersedes all the other ni'mats that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And apart from that, continuing with iman, after giving us iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us tawfiq and guided us to carry out the acts of deen, to come to the masjid, to read the salat, to put our heads down in sajda, all from the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to recite the Holy Quran, to make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to engage in activities in the obedience of Allah, which are in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only the guidance from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why if you look, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the ni'mats in Surah Rahman, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, as I mentioned initially, that verse, فَبِأَيَّ عَلَىٰي رَبِّكُمْ مَا تُكَذِّبَانِ, that which ni'mat and bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will you deny, O insan and jinnat? Which bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will you deny? Surah Al-Asr recited this in the night of Laylatul Jinn, when he had met the jinnat, and the jinnat had replied, لَا بِشَيْءٍ مِّن نِعْمَتِكَ رَبَّنَا نُكَذِّبْ اللَّهُ وَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ. O Allah, we will not deny even a single ni'mat of yours, and all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all praise is due to you. Here the very first ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions is Ar-Rahman, Allama al-Qur'an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one that is most merciful, who has taught the Holy Qur'an. Commentators mentioned here, one of the greatest ni'mats is to learn the Holy Qur'an. Very great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here, alhamdulillah, we have many of our children participating in this activity in the madrasas around us. We have an environment where people go and learn the Holy Qur'an. There are such places in the face of the earth where there are no Qur'ans. Forget the institution of places of learning, there are no Qur'ans available there. But here, alhamdulillah, we have the Qur'ans, we have the Qur'anic teachers, we have the Qur'anic institutions. What a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And together with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us guidance. And alhamdulillah, to a certain extent, in the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we understand the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have the knowledge of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Above, over and above that, we find, as I mentioned, these institutions and these places like the masajid, for example, in close proximity of our homes and our residences and our business places where we can frequent over and over again. Great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This can only be realized fully when you go to those areas where there's no masajid for miles and kilometers, when there's no ulama for kilometers, when there's no institutions of learning for kilometers. Then we realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us such a good and favorable environment where it's so easy for us, conducive for us to practice the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in one verse of the Holy Quran, he encompasses many of these ni'mats. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَمْ تَرَوْا أَنَّ اللَّهَ سَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَأَزْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَهُ ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنًا. Do you not see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has subjugated for you those things that are in the skies and those things that are in the heavens and those things that are in the earth? What is meant by subjugated? Has pushed to your service those things that are in the skies. The rains, the sun, the moon, etc. All are at the service of mankind. This is the fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those things that are in the earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made them subservient to you, meaning has kept them in your service. Those things that are in the earth, the seas, the mountains, the plants, etc., and everything else we see around us. وَالَّذِي خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created everything for you, for mankind, for your service, for me and for you. Everything for our service. The sun shines and gives us light. The moon also gives us light. The skies come down, it rains, etc. For me and for you. The earth is split open and all different sorts of vegetation come about for who? For me and for you. The animals that are around here, they work for who? For me and for you. That honey that we eat, that we drink and we eat, that eggs that we eat, the milk that we drink, etc. These are all what? These are things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created for us, ni'mats, and these animals are all working for us, and all are in our services. And وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمْ وَأَزْمَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَهُ ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنًا. And I have perfected my ni'mats upon you, those that are outward and those that are inward. As far as those that are outward is concerned, the commentators mention what is meant here, that those that we can perceive with our senses, the outward ni'mats, the wealth, the health, etc., that we can see around us, and all those things that are provided for us, the provisions that are given to us, these are things that we can perceive. Ni'ma mudahirata wa batina. Batina ni'mats are those that are internal ni'mats that pertain to the heart like iman, pertain to intelligence, pertain to reason, pertain to good akhlaq and good morals, pertain to conceding our faults, pertain to overlooking, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not taking us to task for the ill, for the disobedience that we have done to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ni'mat upon us, we find to such an extent, to such a degree, that you can't even contemplate and can't even think of the great ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why it does not behove for a person who reflects on this ni'mat to be ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the mashayikh mentioned the shukr is such a great ibadat. Ek ibadat ki so ibadat hai. It is like 100 ibadat that are in one ibadat. It entails 100 ibadat when you make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And why not? Can there be a greater benefactor for mankind than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Every single moment and every single ni'mat is from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person hangs his head in shame and says, "Oh Allah, I cannot fully even express my gratitude and thanks and appreciation for the ni'mats that you have granted me. Those ni'mats that I did not even know those were ni'mats. There are so many ni'mats of that time. Time constraints limits us. We do not know the value of this ni'mat. I just mentioned one ni'mat. One friend told me yesterday that certain person, his organs has failed. Why? Because for 10 minutes there was no oxygen that had gone to his brain. How many of us realize the value of this oxygen and say, "Oh Allah, you have given me the tawfiq, or you have given me the ability to breathe freely." What a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of our family person was sick in the ICU for 3 months. Thereafter they put him on the ventilator and they had to teach him how to walk. They put him on the ventilator because the doctors mentioned that if you walk, then your lungs expand and you breathe and becomes easy for you to breathe. But if you stay stagnant and still and you do not move, then your lungs do not expand and breathing becomes a difficulty for you. You cannot breathe. How many of us realize this? How many of us know this, oh Allah, that this is a great ni'mat that I am walking? Similarly, he had to be taught to be walked after giving physiotherapy. Why? Because his muscles became wasted because of no movement for 3 long months. And he began to speak like the person that's gone insane. They told us that this person had stayed in this closed environment of the ICU for 3 months. That is why his mental capacity also has been affected. He needs now to be put into an environment, and gradually and slowly he will return to his normal position. These are ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You only realize when you hear somebody's incident or the person is gone. So one is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's beneficence and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's benevolence and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's magnanimity, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us so many ni'mats. Secondly, we are those that are completely needy. Antumul fuqara'u ila Allah. No one out of his own doing can claim that he has obtained anything. It's only the gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how grateful you ought to be. When that person grants us one or two gifts, we express our gratitude to him and remember him throughout our life. Every single gift is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How much more grateful and how much more gratitude we should express to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Further, as I mentioned, we are completely needy for every ni'mat. Thirdly, every ni'mat is so valuable that if it goes away, nobody can replace that ni'mat. That ni'mat is taken away, and if Allah not wishing and not willing, then that ni'mat cannot be brought back, whether it is our wealth, whether it is our health, whether it is our understanding, whether it is our position in society, whether it is our social standing, whether it is the knowledge that Allah has given us, whatever aspect of it is taken away, snatched by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is there that can bring it to us? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions various aspects of this. We had mentioned Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if I take away Allah Ta'ala takes away your hearing and takes away your eyesight, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes away your heart, who is there besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that can bring it? In one verse Allah Ta'ala reminds us that if the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the night perpetual right up to the day of judgment, who is there that will bring the light to you and sunlight to you? And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the day perpetual till the day of judgment, who is there that will bring the night to you? وَمِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ جَعَلَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارِ. Out of his mercy and his rahmat upon us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has divided this period of time into days and night, where at one period we can be resting, the other period we can be going and earning our living and going around doing all these errands. So these are the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us and given us. And we are taught in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is mentioned in the board also, that we should look at those people that are below us and not look at those people that are above us when it comes to the ni'mats and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this has become now a great melody, Allah ta'ala save us, that a person, no matter how much he held from the ni'mats of Allah, he looks at those people in the worldly sense that is better off than him. He has a little car, he looks at those people that are driving a very beautiful car, expensive car. He has a little home, he looks at those people that have a palatial home, a big home. A person is earning a certain amount of wealth, looks at those people that have properties, etc. Then what happens? It begins to belittle the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, irrespective of what Allah has given me and you. When we begin to look at these people, we forget the value of these bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But contrarily, if you look at those people that are below us, then we will have the true appreciation. You are driving an old car, look at that person that has no car. You have a home to live in, look at that person that has no home to live. We and you are earning a certain amount of wealth, we are making ends meet. Look at this person that should go around with his begging bowl from the morning till the evening, not earning any wealth. Then we will express our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's very well known about Sheikh Sadi rahmatullahi alayhi. He had gone to the masjid of Dimashq, and thereafter when he came out, he did not find his shoes. His shoes were gone. And thereafter he saw a person that had no feet. He had no feet, then he expressed his gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have no shoes, but look at this person, he has no feet to walk on. That's when we really express the gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you look at those people that are below us, and not those people that are above us. Yes, those people that are above us and better than us, as far as the deen is concerned, as far as the religious position is concerned, we should look at them and aspire to become like them. One pious person mentioned that that person is known as a patient person, a person that has, who is grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has two qualities. When it comes to this dunya, he looks at those people that are below him, and he expresses gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when it comes to the deen, he looks at those people that are exalted and are greater than him and are engaging in more deen activity, and he aspires to be like him. That person is really a person that is patient, that is a person that has expressing his gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you look in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the life of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also, we find this sifat to be glaring and outstanding. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on one occasion goes into sajda, reads namaz and goes into sajda for such a long time that Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu mentions that I thought Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had left this world. And thereafter, a very detailed hadith, thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells him that I had gone into sijda because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had told me that that person that invokes mercy upon me by reading durood upon me, that I will send mercies upon him. And that person that invokes and sends salam and salutation by reading salam upon me, then I will send salutation upon that person. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when this was told to me, I went into sijda out of gratitude. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes those people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is appreciative and likes those people that show gratitude. On one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam talks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks him, what should I do for your ummah? And thereafter, or after questioning a number of times, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, I will not let you grieve regarding your ummah. Upon that, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes into sajda and prostrates for a very long time. Throughout the night, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam makes ibadat till his mubarak feet are swollen. As Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha tells him, that you, why do you exert yourself when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven you all your sins? أَفَلَا أَكُونَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Should I not be a grateful servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So the sifat of gratitude, expressing thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is found also in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his companions, and the pious people. It is mentioned, even the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even the people that will go into paradise, this will be the ibadat, to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, express the shukr and gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is mentioned on one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed by a person that was terminally ill, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam got off his camel or got off his conveyance and went into sijda. As Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu thereafter passed the same place, he did the same action. As Umar radiallahu anhu also did the same action and expressed gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once as Umar radiallahu anhu saw a person that had leprosy, and together with that person was blind, and together with that person was deaf, and together with that he was dumb. Imagine a person's got leprosy, he's blind, he's deaf and he's dumb. And Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu asked the companions, do you see any bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon this person? Those people mentioned, oh Umar radiallahu anhu, we do not see any bounty or favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Umar radiallahu anhu told them, that don't you see that he urinates freely. And when he urinates, that urine does not get stuck and does not hold back in his body and does not come out with difficulty. He said, yes. As Umar radiallahu anhu said, this is an extremely great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine the great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we carry out maybe so many times a day. But how do we realize it? Do we realize this is a great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Reminds of that person who could not urinate. And when he went to the doctors and after treating him, he could urinate. And they told him, we'll charge you 200 dirhams. He began to cry. People began to say, doctor thought it's very expensive for this person. He says, no, I'm thinking and reflecting that for 60 years and for such a long time in my life, I had been urinating free of charge from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was such a great ni'mat. Here, on one occasion when that is stuck here, my urine cannot come out, then this is the difficulty I have to undergo, and this is what I have to pay. In one place, an incident has come of that person who is prepared to give half of his kingdom just to ensure that he can urinate. So these are the values, invaluable gifts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. The least that we can do is say Alhamdulillah for every ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And in one hadith is mentioned, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows upon a person a ni'mat and he says Alhamdulillah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has fulfilled the rights of shukr, the shukr of that ni'mat. And when he says Alhamdulillah for the second time, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala renews for him the reward of that first Alhamdulillah. And when he says Alhamdulillah for the third time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives his sin. In one hadith is mentioned, a person who says Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen for the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him a greater ni'mat. That is why our mashayikh mentioned and prescribed, it's very, very simple. Throughout the day, whatever ni'mat you undergo, you came to the masjid, Alhamdulillah, you reached safely. You read the namaz, Alhamdulillah, you could be participating in the namaz. You went home and you went to your job, Alhamdulillah, you reached safely. For every ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, repeat Alhamdulillah. Oh Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. A very simple formula. In fact, Dr. Abdul Hay rahmatullahi alayhi, Khalifa of Mawlana Thanvi rahmatullahi mentions so beautifully. He says that make this something that is found in your lives, because this is a shortcut and easy way to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you will save yourself from all the spiritual maladies if you express your gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Say Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. Where do you have the strength to undergo the spiritual exercises of those murids of the mashayikh? And for you, simple way is, say Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. Express your gratitude for every ni'mat that you see and enjoy, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save you from all the spiritual sicknesses. All greed will come out of you, pride will come out of you, jealousy will come out of you, similarly ostentation and show will come out of you, self-praise will come out of you, and humility will be created in you, that whatever I did was not from my side, was from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes the person becomes elated, he carries out some good action, but he forgets this is the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, it is mentioned that when shaitan was thrown out from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he had told Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they'll all come and I will waylay the people from the right and left, from the east and from the front and back. ثُمَّ لَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. Then you won't find most of them. You will find most of them to be ungrateful. Mawlana Thanvi rahmatullahi mentions that the ploy and plot of shaitan is to make you ungrateful. That is why what you should do, adopt the gratitude of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and keep making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so you can be saved from the shaitan. You can be saved from the plots of shaitan. Similarly, it's mentioned that we should try and remember the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as I mentioned, just say Alhamdulillah for every ni'mat. If you can learn the masnoon du'as, all the better. Most of them contain this gratitude and expression of appreciation for the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, it's mentioned that we should not forget in times of difficulty all the other ni'mats. It's the nature of man that something happens to him, he forgets all the other ni'mats. For example, if I have a stomach ache and I'm asked, what's wrong with you? I forget that everything else is well, but I begin to express and begin to complain about my stomach, forgetting all the other ni'mats. Mia Azhar Hussain rahmatullahi alayhi, who was the ustad of Mawlana Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi, very pious person, he says, I went to him in the time when he was burning and boiling with fever, and I asked him, Hazrat, how are you feeling? He says, Alhamdulillah, my eyes are working well, my ears are working well. And he mentioned all the other ni'mats. I only have a fever. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he takes away this fever. And those type of people are present even in our midst. I have gone across one person that was living not very far from us. He was absolutely blind. He was absolutely blind and he was absolutely paralyzed. He could not move. And when I approached him and asked him, how are you feeling? His reply still rings in my ears. He says, Alhamdulillah, there's nothing wrong with me. Alhamdulillah, there's nothing wrong with me. Looking at all the other ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he regarded this paralysis and blindness as nothing. A small child was with me. I had to go outside and explain to the child that the person is not gone mad. He is in a full frame of mind. But this is the level of appreciation for the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Despite being paralyzed, And despite being blind, this is the level of appreciation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us all the tawfiq and guidance to acknowledge the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, express our gratitude at all times. The least, as I say, we can say is alhamdulillah for all the ni'mats. And in reality, even the sicknesses and troubles and hardships that come, these are also great ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in disguise. In view of these hardships, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tremendous amount of rewards in the hereafter. Then the reality of these ni'mats will dawn upon us and they will be open before us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. And there are great benefits of expressing this gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of them is this, that this ni'mats will increase. And there is a promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in shakartum la azidannakum, if you are grateful, then I will increase the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, together with the verbal shukr, which will try and also make practical shukr by being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'll also thank those people that become the means of these ni'mats. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.